Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. Trivia quiz of the show is, what is that music from? Okay. David here in the studio is mouthing it. Mouth it a little louder, David. I want to see if you know. Okay, he got it. It is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Okay, you win the prize. The prize is you get to comment on my new 12 most compelling reasons to pick up the tab. No, that's not it. It's, what's it called? It's called 12 most obvious reasons mom and dad are glad that summer's over. You are the winner today, David. David is our radio show intern, and no matter how much I beg him, he will not comment on any of my writing. Okay, this is a man that knows his limits. I forgot to thank North Pier for sponsoring the last segment of our show, so I will do it at the beginning of this segment. North Pier was our segment sponsor of what is usually the men's room, and they are a wonderful advisory company for financial needs, and you can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. We are back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams, who's the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church. And welcome back again, Pastor Drew.
That's good to be back.
So we're going to go from super heavy to a little, which we did in the last segment. Powerful, important, though. I don't want to negate it at all. We talked about the impact of 9/11 and my visit to Ground Zero in the previous segment. But let's go to the lighter view of the world, which is what my column was about. Summer is over. And share some mutual reflections.
Boy, youth ministry in the summer is so much fun. I think one of the highlights was watching our middle school ministry eat ice cream out of a 50-foot-long gutter. Literally, they went and bought a brand-new gutter from Home Depot. They lined it with kind of like shrink wrap, and they just filled it up with ice cream scoops.
Oh, wow, that's
and it
great.
Was just, it was one of these fun days out on the grass. Kids were running through the sprinklers. And
do you have a picture of that?
We do.
Okay, send me a picture. I want to put it up.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I think
no,
summer.
I'm serious. Don't forget.
I will. Okay, I'm writing this down. Okay. I'm at my desk, so I can write this down.
Okay.
But I think summertime, in many ways, you know, you get permission to be a kid, even if you're a parent. You know, I saw parents volunteering at those events and watching a dad, you know, on all fours eating chocolate chip ice cream out of a gutter. How odd that is. And the joy on his face.
What a clever idea.
I know.
What a fun and clever idea. Well, you, of course, you were very idle this summer, weren't you?
Summer for me is just a whirlwind. It feels like it was just May. Even for my wife and I, not only in our life, but for me and in my role at the church, I traveled to Brazil for 2.5 weeks, and I know we talked about that a couple weeks ago, and that was a
built a ropes course there.
We built a ropes course.
From scratch and had to bring everything.
Yeah, it was really amazing. 100 kids showed up the second week, and we ran an English-speaking camp. They used the ropes course, taught them how to play American football. They were much better at football, you know, the global version of soccer, we call it. And that was wonderful. Came back, had summer camp, took a large group of kids up to the mountains. And then, of course, the weekly beach trips and beach bonfires. And
let's not forget the ministry on a surfboard.
I know. You know, I think surfers are some of the most selfish people on earth, because I am a surfer. I can say that when I'm out in the water, you know, it's every man for himself, wanting to catch a wave. And
now that's how I feel on a powder day.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you got to get up and get those, you know, fresh powder before everybody else does on the lifts. And it's so neat to teach high school kids that you don't have to be selfish out in the water. You can encourage other people even if you don't know them. And so it's neat seeing high school kids show up. They're passing out waters, bagels to other surfers, bringing wax and hooting and hollering for each other, just trying to change the culture out in the water. It was really fun.
That's cool.
You know, one of the things that we talked briefly about on the break is how I think in the summertime, it's so different from the school year in that in the summertime you have to be making your own schedule. There's not a lot of scheduled things like there is during the school year with class and extracurricular activities. And so for some people, they found it very difficult this summer having to come up with, well, what should we do? And I noticed on Facebook, a lot of kids this summer, their Facebook post was, I'm bored.
Nothing to do. When I hear people of that age say they're bored, I absolutely go nuts.
Yeah.
Wait, explain this to me again. You're bored. You have every conceivable technological toy in your room. You have access to movies, video, radio, unparalleled in human history. You have friends left, right, and sideways. You have a pool. We have three dogs. And you're bored?
Yeah, we live in a wonderful area where there's so much to walk to drive to ride your bike
Hiking,
to.
Hiking, biking, beach. I mean, you're bored?
Yeah, I had a student say to me, I said, you know, are you sad summer's over? No, I'm kind of happy. I'll have something to do by going back to school. And I said, oh, boy.
You made another point, though, that I don't think we covered, which is that the you did cover it a little bit, but there's a routine during the school year that does, in many ways, make some things easier on both sides.
I think for parents and for students, when you know your weekly schedule, your monthly schedule, maybe the whole fall or spring semester, you know, that's when I go to school, that's when I get home, that's when I have to go to practice.
That's when I have to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same time every night. And I think for many, that's very comforting. It makes it much easier if there is routine. And I did notice that this summer. It was very interesting, both in my role and even as I talked to my neighbors. They were kind of lamenting how hard it is. One mother was saying to me how hard summer is, because she says, gosh, I have to get so creative to try to figure out what to do to take these kids. And she says, it's so expensive these days.
That too. I mean, you go to an amusement park, you're talking about $80, $90 to get in.
Wow, it's so different.
It's insane. Did I mention that I wrote this column called The 12 Most Obvious Reasons Mom and Dad Are Glad Summer's Over? Did I happen to mention that?
You know, you told me that on the break, but I actually just pulled. Did you design this? Because this
No. I get no credit, but
it's a beautiful site.
Yeah, no, it's put together by several really prominent bloggers and social media guys, and this is the first column I wrote. The reason I brought it up is one of the reasons in my list is that dad and mom don't have to be camp counselor anymore. And I meant that figuratively because, I mean, you know my older son. He would sleep till 11 or 12 o'clock. Wake up. I would have been up since 5:30 or 6 in the morning working for a couple hours. And he would walk into my office, you know, real sleepy. And he would look at my calendar. I have an actual written calendar to see what was written for the day and look at me and say, what are we doing today? And I would look at him and go, you're 17 and a half years old and you're asking me what you want to, what you're going to do? It's hysterical to me. I mean, he was being loving, and yet he didn't always know what to do.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I feel like during the school year, like I said, we get used to having a schedule given to us. And maybe his comment to you was, will somebody please give me something to do, like the school does during the school year?
I think you're right, as long as it wasn't a chore.
Ah, very true.
I mean, go wash the car was not what he wanted to hear from me.
Oh, he wanted it to be fun.
He wanted me to be the entertainment director, as I put is among the 12 reasons mom and dad are glad summer's over.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you can hang on? I want to throw something at you, if I can have you for a little bit of the next segment.
Great, sounds good.
Would you hang on?
Are we
done here, Richard? Okay, so Pastor Drew is going to get thrown by me something interesting and new, and I know he's involved in similar things that I'm going to talk about with him. And we will be back after these messages.
We're on the eve of destruction.